Nystagmus is a condition of involuntary eye movements that can leave people with reduced or limited vision. Nystagmus is a relatively common clinical condition, with one in every 670 children being diagnosed with it every year. I spoke with Sue Ricketts of Nystagmus Network, a charity in England and Wales that provides support, information, as well as funding research to find out more about this condition. So can you give me a little bit of background on who you are and your charity as well, Nystagmus Network?
Okay, I'm Sue, and for the last 5 years I've been working with the Nystagmus Network, but I've been involved with it a lot longer than that, because I joined as a member back in 1991 when my daughter was diagnosed with nystagmus. So the charity provides support and information for people living with the condition, and for parents, of course, as well. We raise awareness of the condition, and we also fund research, because unfortunately there are still no effective treatments or a cure.
So can you go into a little bit of detail about what nystagmus is?
Yes, I can. So at least 1 in 1,000 people are believed to live with nystagmus. But when it happens to you or to someone in your family, it's usually the first time you've ever heard of it. So where do you turn for support and information to help you learn to live with the condition? So nystagmus is very complex, and no two cases are ever quite the same, even, believe it or not, in identical twins. And then there's the added bonus, if you like, of there being two distinct types of nystagmus. There's a congenital or infantile type of nystagmus, which you have from birth or the first few months and weeks of life, and then the acquired kind, which can occur at any time of life. If your nystagmus develops in early infancy, your brain has a chance to adjust and adapt to the constant involuntary eye movements which characterise the condition. You won't usually see the world moving around, believe it or not. You might expect that, because the eyes are moving all the time. But the impact on your sight can include things like blurriness, difficulty focusing on objects or faces, reduced peripheral vision, lack of depth perception, just basically not quite seeing the world clearly or in fully three dimensions. And so depending on the severity of the impact in your case, this might impact your education, employment, mobility, independence, all sorts of things. For people who acquire nystagmus following years without sight difficulties, the effect can be even greater. You get all the effects of congenital nystagmus, but in addition, the world may appear to be jumping or bouncing around. And this is because the more mature the brain is when you acquire the nystagmus, it's less likely to be able to compensate for the eye movements. And this is known as oscillopsia, and can be very distressing and cause dizziness and nausea.
Okay, so how can nystagmus be managed, if at all possible?
It's quite difficult to manage it. So what we do is we provide as much information and support as we can, because we think that if you know more about your condition and understand it, and crucially that you know you're not the only person living with it, that can really have a very positive effect on your quality of life and your acceptance of the condition. So the really good news is that you are definitely not alone. Support and information is available for everyone living with nystagmus, or supporting someone who does. And that means family members, friends, professionals, teachers, employers. The Nystagmus Network is only a phone call or an email away, and our website is jam-packed full of information and other sources of support. Or you can find us on social media. We have a Facebook page and Facebook groups for parents or for adults living with congenital or acquired nystagmus. Or you can come along to one of our events, national or regional events, or you can join one of our monthly forums on Zoom, where you can chat to people who are living with nystagmus just like you.
Brilliant. And where can people find all this? First, your website.
Our website is nystagmusnetwork.org.
And your number as well.
The telephone number is 01427 718 093.
Fantastic. Sue, thank you very much for joining us and letting us know about this. It's been really fascinating to hear about it, and hopefully eye-opening for people as well.
You're very welcome. Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity.
Sue Ricketts there of Nystagmus Network. If you or anyone you know is having difficulties with their sight, either with nystagmus or a different condition, you can always get the help you need at the Partially Sighted Society. Visit partsight.org.uk to find out more, or give us a call Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. till 4 p.m. on 01302 965 195.